Now, the next thing is, it's going to be technical, but I'm going to make it... You're going to learn some things about English, I guess. Because I can't teach you Arabic right now, so I'm going to try to teach some English. Which you already know, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Okay. So, there's a difference between nouns and verbs. I know that sounds really scary, and some of you want to run away right now. Just remain calm. I'm not going to bring in your fourth year English teacher from childhood. Remain calm. There's a difference between what again? What did I say? Nouns and verbs. Okay. Give me an example of nouns. Give me an example of a noun. Not definition, examples. Nobody knows what a noun is? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Huh? Sure. Hall, chair, speech, microphone, ustad, right? Confusion, nervousness. These are all nouns, yes? So it could be a person, a place, a thing, an idea, etc., etc., right? Okay, give me a verb. Walking, sleeping. I'm kidding. Talking, left, came back, etc., etc., yes? Okay, now I'll put it to you a certain way. Nouns don't have past tense, or present tense, or future tense. An apple is a noun. Apple is not past tense, it's not present tense, it's not future tense. So what am I saying? A noun is timeless. You with me? A noun is what? Timeless. But when you have a verb, ate, or eating, or will eat, then it definitely has either past or present or future, which is really hard to understand in Malay because you guys have one tense for everything. I'm trying to learn and, man... I mean, it's good that I have less things to memorize, I guess, you know. I'll share some broken Malay with you later, inshallah. But anyway, so when you say a verb, then it has to be in time. And when you say a noun, then it is what? Timeless. You with me so far? That's one difference. I want you to remember one more difference. There's two differences I want you to remember, okay? Here's the one of them was that it's one's timeless and the other is limited by time. The other difference is that a verb, you need someone to do it. If I say ate, that's not enough. You have to tell me who ate. If I say slept, it's not enough. You have to tell me who. Somebody has to do the act of sleeping. Yes? You need someone to do a verb. A verb does not happen on its own. It needs someone to do it. But what about a noun, like apple? You don't say who did it. You don't have to. An apple does not need a doer. It is independent. Now, the two differences. You remind me. What is the first difference between a noun and a verb? A noun is timeless and it's independent. It doesn't need someone to do it. What about a verb? What are the two qualities? It's temporary. Let's just say it's temporary. It's limited to time, either past or present or future. It's not timeless. And what else? It needs a doer. Now, let's go back to why am I giving you this crazy lesson? The phrase we're discussing is Alhamdulillah. How did you translate Alhamdulillah? Or how did we translate it together? There were two words in English. Praise and thanks belong to Allah. Now tell me about the words praise and thanks. Is praise a noun or a verb? This is a hard question, by the way. I accept that it's a hard question. I want you to think about it. Maybe even discuss it with a neighbor before you embarrass yourself. And then tell me, praise and thanks, is that a noun or a verb? No. I want one answer. I want ijma' in the ummah. I know there's some Shafi'is are going to say something and the Hanafis are going to say something else. No. I want one answer. What do you think? Noun? How many people say noun? Verb? It's a noun. Oh. Let me tell you why it's a noun. Apple is a noun, I told you. A thing is a noun. A place is a noun, right? A person is a noun. But an idea is also a noun. Islam is a noun. Patience is a noun. Praise is a noun. Thanks is a noun. Knowledge is a noun. You understand? Because now, what was the difference I told you? Remember? Let's go back. Let's see if you understand this properly. What was the difference I told you? Nouns have two things. What are they? They're independent and they don't have... They're independent, they don't have a doer, and they're timeless. And what about verbs? They have time. And you have to have a doer. Now when you say thanks belongs to Allah, the idea of thanks, I love thanks. Thanks itself is not past tense, present tense, or future. It's timeless. The moment you say that it's timeless, it becomes a what? It becomes a noun. You understand? Now the point, now here's the reason we did all of this crazy stuff. I was like, where's Quran? He's talking about nouns and verbs and thanks and praise. And let's go back. Why are we talking about this? Because the word Allah used was a noun. Yes? Alhamdu is a noun. Belongs to Allah. A noun belongs to Allah. As opposed to using what? A verb. Now let me tell you what a verb would have been. Ahmadullah, Nahmadullah, Ihmadullah. I'll give you three options. I praise Allah. I praise and thank Allah. When I said that, who's the doer? I am. And what tense did I use? I praise and thank Allah. What tense? Did I use the past tense or the present tense or the future tense? I use the present tense. When I say we praise Allah, what tense did I use? We praise Allah. Right now. And who's the doer? We are. When I command you, praise Allah. Then who's supposed to be the doer? You are. Yes? Now let me tell you something. Allah chose a noun, and He refused to use a verb, even though when you listen to the khutbah, right before you go to sleep, إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ لِلَّهِ نَحْمَدُهُ وَنَسْتَعِينُهُ When you say نَحْمَدُهُ, actually what the khatib is saying is, we praise Him. Hamd belongs to Allah, we praise Him. Allah does not say, we praise Allah. Allah says, praise belongs to Allah. Now what difference does it make? You know what difference it makes? It means that the praise of Allah is timeless. Because if you put it in a verb, it would have been either past tense or present tense or future tense. And if you said, I praise Allah, then that means it's happening right now, but it's no proof that it was happening in the past, and there's no guarantee it will happen in the future. So first of all, by using Alhamdulillah, Allah made His praise what? Timeless. Remember, nouns are what? Timeless. But what else are nouns? Nouns are not only timeless, what else are they? They don't need a doer. So by using Alhamdulillah, Allah is telling you and me that He doesn't need you to do the praise. Because there is no I praise Allah. Because if I don't exist, then a verb won't happen if I'm not there. If I say we praise Allah, or even if you said everything praises Allah, then it depends on everything, because they're the doer. But Allah does not need anyone to do His praise. He doesn't need anyone to do His praise. He's independent. فَهُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدِ He's praised in and of Himself. In and of Himself. And so He captures His lack of need to be praised in just Alhamdulillah. So when people ask the question, why does Allah want me to praise Him? Why does God want me to pray to Him and praise Him and thank Him? You don't know Quran, do you? Because it started with the fact that He doesn't need it. He started with Alhamdulillah. It already answered that question. That question doesn't even exist anymore. Just because we say what? Alhamdulillah. Now imagine, you know, there are places in the Quran where Allah commands you. U'budu. U'budu. Ittaqu. Have taqwa. You know, worship, etc. But He doesn't say ihmadu, praise. Now, when you say to someone praise, or eat, or drink, or sleep, etc., when you give a command, then you know what that is, right? There's only two things that can happen. If I tell someone to do something, there are only two possibilities. Either they will do it, or they won't do it. Isn't that the case? Like if I have children, and if I tell my daughter, Husna, get me a glass of water, there's only two things that can happen. Either she will get me a glass of water, or she will get me a glass of water. Those are the only two possibilities. But realistically, if Allah tells me, and He tells us to have taqwa, do we always have taqwa? He told us to have taqwa, but do we always have taqwa? No. Sometimes we have it, and sometimes we don't. If He says, ihmadu, praise, then praise would exist, or praise and thanks would exist when we do it, and it would not exist when we don't do it. or when we're unaware, or when we're heedless. So he did not issue a command, because when you issue a command, whether or not it will happen is in the other court. The ball is in your court, not with Allah. He does not need you or depend on you or wait on you for hamd to exist. It's already there in and of itself.
We hope you benefited from this video from the Surah Al-Fatiha course. The explanation of the entire surah can be found inside Bayyinah TV. Bayyinah TV is our video on-demand platform with over 2,000 hours of content about Quran, Arabic, Islamic history, and the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are very excited to announce that this week you can join Bayyinah TV for a free 2-week trial. We would love to share with you our guided and practical journey through the entire Quran on Bayyinah TV. Let's take a look. The Quran journey on Bayyinah TV consists of 5 steps, and it begins with Surah Al-Fatiha. Surah Al-Fatiha is not only the opening surah of the Quran and its overview, but it is also Allah's introduction to Himself in His own words. That's why this is the first step of the Quran journey on Bayyinah TV. The second step of the Quran journey is divine speech, which is all about giving you an appreciation of how and why the Quran is miraculous before diving into the Quran surah by surah. The third step of the Quran journey on Bayyinah TV is called the Quran, a thematic overview. This step is meant to give you an understanding of the main subject pillars of the Quran. Through this, you will be able to recognize exactly which main subject pillar every ayah of the Quran falls under. By the fourth step of the Quran journey, you are ready for a guided surah by surah journey through the Quran. This step is called the Quran, a concise commentary. In this step, you'll have access to over 200 hours of video commentary that will give you a renewed appreciation and love for the Quran. And lastly, the final step of our Quran journey is the Quran, a deeper look. This step is a lifelong journey of reflection and guidance. We take our time exploring and reflecting on every passage of the Quran, going into depths that you may not have even known existed. This step has over 150 hours of video content, and it's continuously expanding. We're also very excited to announce our free Bayyinah TV mobile app available on both iOS and Android phones. This lets you take your Quran journey with you on the go. Join Bayyinah TV this week to take advantage of our 2-week free trial offer. There's no risk, and you can cancel anytime. To sign up for the free 2-week trial now, go to www.bayyinah.tv.